It's time now for Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show with your statewide gospel announcer of the year and Hall of Fame inductee, Dr. Isaac Lindsay, here on the People's Station and the voice of the community. We take you now to Praise in the House.
For the sunshine, well as the rain. You've been mighty good. Brought us through many dangers, toils, and snares. Truly this morning, Lord, we want to just say we thank you. Now, Lord, as we sit around our breakfast table this morning, and all of our little cheering was all well. And I want to say, Lord, I just thank you. Lord, as we come, we pray that thou would lend us thy divine spirit. And if you just don't stay long, just come in the building. And everything will be all right. Lord, look on the sick and afflicted everywhere. Somebody needs you right now. Somebody laying up on their sick bed, knowing that they won't get well. But you being a God will hear and answer prayer. I know you will. Look on every sick room. Oh Lord, somebody right now. The doctor done gave up on. But you being a God of mercy,
yes, sir,
will come in a sick room.
Yes, he will.
Now, Lord, as we pray, we pray that you will look on us. Please don't leave us. You've been mighty good to us. Brought us from a mighty long way. Now, Lord, been mighty good to us. Been mighty kind. Now, Lord, I just love to call your name. Your name soothes my every sorrow. It's all over. All over. I want to lay my head upon your breast. Breathe my life out sweetly there. Now, love.
Now,
love. When it's all over. When it's all over down here. I must stick my sword in the sand of time. Study war no more. When I've done song, I've done prayed. When we must close our hymn books and Bibles, Lord, don't move my pillow. Just turn my bed around. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Let the Holy Ghost work, y'all. We're going way back, y'all.
At the judgment day.
Father. Lord, I swear. Hold on there.
My hand
to
thee.
No.
If It's Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show. That's my good friend, Reverend Dr. Mac McCollum, Pastor Emeritus of the New Home Baptist Church of Chicago, Illinois. And that song is called I Will Trust in the Lord. I played part one and part two just for you inside your radio and Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. I'm Bishop Isaac Lindsay, and I hope you know who you are. We appreciate you so very much for making us your choice for the best gospel music on the planet. We also heard a selection of hymns from the Bolton Brothers of McLean, Mississippi, and we got kicked off an inspirational prayer and the hymn, I Know I Am a Child of God, with Pastor Clifton Jackson. Y'all know I like to have devotion before I get into the show. And I certainly want to thank all of you who have made Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show, a household name. And I want to thank you so much for your love and for your support. And can y'all believe that Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show is 36 years old? That's right. I have been doing this ever since I was 14 years young, and now God has blessed me to be 49. And on October 22nd, 2023, if God allows me to wake up, I will be 50 years young. And I'm grateful for all that the Lord has done for me in these years. And I tell you, it's just getting better and better. He keeps on creating new opportunities and giving me new mercies, new grace. And I don't know about anybody else, but for that I am thankful. As I always say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I still believe there's no place that you can go that is better than church. I'm glad to be on the ground and not have the ground on me. And listen, I am glad to be in the service one more time. So every time I get to sit behind the microphone and talk to my friends and family and those who have been listening to me for 36 years, some new, but I actually have people that have been listening ever since the first day that I came on the radio 36 years ago. So I just want to say thank you. I salute you. Thank God for all of my mentors, those who poured into me to make me the announcer. I'm not just a DJ, but I'm an announcer. And I want to thank all of the other DJs and announcers that helped me to get to where I am, starting with Miss Fanny Cothran. She's the previous owner of the Lexington affiliates that we now manage and come on a daily basis, not just doing gospel music, but we even have a secular show called The Soul Music Experience. But because of her, when I was only 14 years old, reading the Sunday school minutes at the Asia Missionary Baptist Church in Lexington, Mississippi, my hometown, Miss Fanny Cothran, when I finished reading the Sunday school minutes, she said, young man, you have a nice voice, you speak very well, and I want to put you on the radio. Do you want a job at my radio station? And at that time, I was working for Dr. Walter Roberts as a veterinarian's assistant, cleaning out dog cages when I got out of school every day. Y'all know what's in dog cages and animal cages, don't you? Filth, waste. So to go from being a veterinarian's assistant to coming on the radio, that was a step up. But I wasn't grown, and I respected my grandmother who was at church. I said, you got to talk to my grandmother and see how she feels about it. She talked to my grandmother, and when I started in radio, I was only making, when I got my first job, I was only making minimum wage, which was $3.35. And my grandmother told Miss Fanny Cothran, well, Tyrone already has a job, so if you want him to work at your radio station, you need to give him a little bit more than he's making now. So my grandmother negotiated the deal where I got $5 an hour for my first job in radio. And the rest is history. Since that day, God has blessed me not only to work with some wonderful people, namely Miss Fanny Cothran gave me my start.
Joyce Seymour. I have to always honor and thank God for Miss Joyce Seymour, because after Miss Fanny Carthren hired me, it was Miss Joyce Seymour that trained me. So I was trained. I was hired by a white woman in radio, and I was trained by a black woman by the name of Miss Joyce Seymour, who taught me how to do radio, taught me how to do announcements, taught me the songs and the flow of the music to play. So I don't ever want anybody to think that I've forgotten where I came from. Miss Fanny Carthren gave me my first job, and the first lady that trained me and taught me how to do radio is Miss Joyce Seymour. She's still around. I see her sometimes in the post office, and we get a chance to fellowship and talk in the post office all the time. But if Miss Joyce Seymour is listening, y'all tell her I said it. I know Isaac Lindsay would not be where I am without her help and without her pushing me and showing me how to do radio. And then I listened to people like Bishop Lee Jesse Johnson, who's now my pastor. And I want to thank God for him. He's not in radio anymore, but I don't think there is a voice in the world better than Bishop Lee Jesse Johnson's voice when it comes to radio. That's why I still have him to do drops and different things for me. I've been trying to get him to come back to do a show on the station. I even told him I'll set him up a studio at home. I just want him back on the radio. So y'all pray that I can get my bishop, my pastor, back on the radio. And y'all tell him that I'm talking about him right now on Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. And not only did I listen to Bishop Lee Jesse Johnson, but I recently moved my mom. Well, last June, I moved my mom from the nursing home to live in the house with me. And I'll never forget, as a child, I was watching TV, watching Brother Larry Armstrong on Unity in Gospel. That may be too old for a lot of you, but I was watching Unity in Gospel, and Brother Larry Armstrong came on our CBS affiliate, Channel 12, WJTV in Jackson, every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m., and I would watch it religiously. And I can remember telling my mama, she'll witness to it, I said, "Ma, one day I'm going to be on TV just like that man, and I'm going to be on the radio just like Lee Jesse Johnson." And lo and behold, I'm able now to not only be on the radio at the station that Lee Jesse Johnson was the first, Bishop Lee Jesse Johnson was the first black radio announcer at this station. So I have to always honor him for that. He paved the way. And not only am I working on the station where he started as the first black announcer over 50 something years ago, but now I'm managing the station, and I sit under him at the Monument of Grace Church. He is my pastor. Even though I'm a pastor, I believe every pastor needs a pastor. So my bishop, my pastor, my spiritual leader, who I go to when I need to be ministered to, is Bishop Lee Jesse Johnson Sr. And I still think he is the greatest radio announcer that I've ever heard, and Brother Larry Armstrong, the greatest TV host. And now I get to work with Brother Larry Armstrong at our Jackson, Mississippi affiliate. So dreams really do come true. I want to say that to any young person. I was not even a teenager when I told my mama that I'm going to be on the radio like Bishop Lee Jesse Johnson, and I'm going to be on TV like Brother Larry Armstrong. And lo and behold, many, many years later, I'm doing exactly what I said I was going to do. And not to brag, but I'm doing it at a successful level, what I've been able to take care of and feed my family. So I'm grateful that God has given me an opportunity to do something that I love, and to do it and make money from it, make a living from it, and bless his people while I'm doing it, because I get so many calls, so many letters, emails, text messages, Facebook messages, YouTube messages. I'm even on Clubhouse, and people tell me how much they enjoy Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Show. So I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that has supported me, now for 36 years, and I just believe that the best is yet to come. I got an award this week also from Facebook as a content creator, because now when I go on the radio, I always put my show on YouTube and on Facebook, and my audience has grown tremendously, not just in the local markets where I come on the radio, but now people get to watch me and listen to me from all over the world, not only through our radio affiliates, we're in 40 different markets, but people get to watch us all around the world. And I got an award this week from Facebook noting that I am in 1% of the rising creators, the rising content creators of all content creators all around the world. Now, that may not mean nothing to y'all, but that is a major, major accomplishment. And I am so, so grateful that God allowed me to do that. I'm going to play a song now and continue to give you some great gospel music. Want to send a shout out to everybody that is hanging out with me online. Terrell Granderson, Cornell Elliott Sr., a super shout out to Sherman Bufkin, Patricia Wyatt, my girl, Miss Summer Hutchison from The Hype Magazine, who I'm so glad to be a part of her team, and she's a part of our team. We work together, and I want to tell y'all that working together works. Let me send a shout out to Leonard Stevenson, Leela Pugh, Vicky Johnson, Tracy Frierson, a super shout out to Constable Eddie A. Smith, my radio brother, Mr. Benny Harrison Jr., and I always have to send a shout out to Mr. Benny Harrison Sr., as well as Miss Margaret Harrison, and Therese and everybody at Harrison and Harrison Funeral Homes. Super shout out to Sean Whitehurst, D. Bryce, Billy Poncho Hurd, Miss Deborah Manning in Dixmoor, Illinois, one of my faithful listeners, my cousin James Powell Poncho, thank you for checking in, Virginia Gilbert, Chris Lerone Forrest, Mary Ann Stiff, thank you for checking in as well, Miss Helen Jenkins, who always says I'm her favorite DJ. Thank you so much. And we send a shout out to all DJs all over the world. Thank you so much for what you do. I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, whatever your situation may be, you don't have to go through it by yourself. But in the words of Kathy Taylor Brown, featuring special guest evangelist Dorothy Norwood, God specializes.
Have you? I think I need to go down the boulevard on this one. Is it all right? Huh? I want to ask you a question, and I want you to answer me. And I want you to answer me because I'm going to ask you, but I want you to turn it around. Can God?
God can.
Oh, my God. Can God? Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I wish that woman that bled for 12 years was here tonight. And can I talk about it a little bit? Huh? My God, went to every doctor in town. Second opinion. Y'all know how you do. Third opinion. Money ran out. Was running out, but heard about a man. Oh, heard about a man that was down by the river. 5,000 people down there. Didn't go down there and stand at the back of the line, but pushed a way through. Excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, sir. If I can just touch. I'm gonna go on, because I'm about to preach up in here. But I've been feeling good here since I sat down. But I got a question I want to ask you. Somebody came in here in a dilemma tonight. Have you any river? Y'all know that, don't you? That you think possible. Oh, let me ask you something else. Have you got any mountains? Have you got any mountains that you just can't, that you just can't turn up through? I got on a plane in Chicago at 5:30 this morning to come all the way out here to Houston to tell you that God tonight, and he will do, he will do what no other power, Holy Ghost power, can do. Let me ask you one more thing, and then I'll leave you alone. Have you any affliction that seemed to be incurable? Some stuff medical science haven't found a cure for yet. Out of all that the doctor tried to do, Kathy, I want to let you know that God come on, help me one more time. God specializes,
yes, he does,
in healing,
in healing,
every kind of diseases.
Yes, he does.
Oh, but trust him tonight and he will do it.
Or
you can come off that dialysis tonight. He will do it.
He will do.
You can come off that high blood pressure tonight. He will do it.
He will do.
You can come off a chemo tonight. He will do it.
He will do.
What no other power, no other power can do.
That's Kathy Taylor Brown and Dorothy Norwood.
Leave trouble in your home tonight.
Specialize. calling in a request for Maddie Wise from Macatee, Mississippi, about a Starlight Swing from Lexington. Thank you.
He'll fix it.
That's music for you by the legendary Starlight Singers from my hometown, Lexington, Mississippi. I like that one. It's called God Will Fix It, featuring Pastor E.C. Pitchford from the Union Grove Missionary Baptist Church on lead vocals, along with the legendary Mr. Aaron Billy Wilson, who's not only a member of the Starlight Singers, but also the leader of the Wilson Singers as well. God Will Fix It, that's going out to the Brooks family. And we also send a super shout out to Pastor Martha Jones and the New Center Ridge Missionary Baptist Church family in Salus and the McAdams, Mississippi area. We also send a shout out to Miss Stacy Beal. Thank you for checking in. Cornell Elliott Sr., Miss JPP Pro Dixon. I hope I said that right. Tally Addison, the booking agent for the Bolton Brothers. Thanks for checking in. Patricia Long, a super shout out to Kenny Padden Sr., Claude Alston, Maxine Webb, Mary Whitehead, Christine Brooks, Mary J. Thanks for checking in. And everybody that is hanging out online with us, Barb Madison, and all of you that are online as well as on our Facebook platform and YouTube channel, we thank you so much for keeping your eyes and ears on the Isaac Lindsay Network, Praise in the House, the Isaac Lindsay Radio Show on the People's Stations and the Voice of the Community.